Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, what's up? It's Cameron here, and this week we are looking ahead to all the summer programs that we have going on out here at the CCAC. We had finished up the spring a couple weeks ago, and we've gotten 2 weeks of co-ed in so far, no weeks of men in yet. I'm sorry guys, I really cannot predict the forecast. I'm hoping that we get in games this Monday and Thursday for that. We will go into that a little bit more in a little bit. So right now the programs we have going on, we have men's softball going on. We have co-ed softball going on. We have flag football going on, which we just brought back out here. That started last night. We've got cornhole going on. And we will start our adult soccer back up next Wednesday. So there's a lot of big things going on around here at the CCAC. And I think that we're just really starting to hit our stride as far as the programs go. So we're gonna start off here. We're gonna start by I'm gonna update you all on the whole men's situation for the rainouts that we've had. So as you guys know, we've missed the first 2 weeks of the season due to rain. So I have it set up that we will play week two Monday, and week one we will play Thursday. It's been updated online, ccacwarsaw.com, and then it'll take you to the softball programs tab, and then you just click on summer schedule for the men's for Monday, and it'll all be right there. We won't play any 9 o'clock games because of the 12-team thing, one league. I think that hopefully the rain stays away this week, we can get those in. And we will be good to go from there. I know some of you guys weren't too happy with me about it. And I can't control it. So I apologize for that. As far as the co-ed goes, we've split it up into three divisions. We split it up into a gold, a silver, and a bronze. In the gold, there's seven teams. It's the biggest division that we have. We have Raven Wrecker Service, Napa, Edwards Insurance, Rochester Local, Uncle Runks, Buffalo Wild Wings, and Bat Attitudes. For the silver division, we have Why So Serious, Pitch Me Outside, Pitches Be Crazy, Sons of Pitches, Guns Blazing, and M&D Lawn Care. And then the six teams we have in bronze are the Benchwarmers, Best Chevy Ford, Pizza King, the Damn Alcoholics, Daylight, and Cutting Edge. So I think that pretty much evens out the playing field. I know when we had it only two divisions and there was like 12 teams in the lower division that some of those teams were killing the lower teams. And I decided that we were going to change that up. We had a couple teams that were struggling in gold, so we moved some of them around. And then we put it in three divisions. We think this is the best way to go from now on. And we'll run with it. And if there's any questions or concerns about it, just shoot me a call. Or if you have my phone number, you can always call the office from 9 to 5 during the week. We'll be here. So men's flag football started last night, and it was all right. It's a learning experience for all of us, including me. I have never ran a flag football league before last night, and I'm still learning as we go as well, so we're hoping that it gets better as we go. We had a couple teams that went 2-0, a couple that went 0-2. We had two teams that tied in a game, which was crazy. That was a back-and-forth game that was a little bit marred by injuries, but that is kind of to be expected. However, it should be preventable. It is a co-rec league, so we should calm down on the flag football, you guys. It's flag football. Also, last night, we had our first week of Thursday night leagues for softball with Louis Dreyfus going 3-0, Chicken Flockers going 2-1, Challengers going 1-2, and Daylight going 0-3. Now, that was a triple header last night, and you guys will have a couple of those as the season progresses due to tournaments that we're running out here, as well as other makeup games and stuff like that. Also, we will start adult soccer next week. Right now for that, I have seven teams. I have FC Phantom, No Habla Espanol, Mustangs, Leon, Aguilas, Juventus, and Quetero. And I am really looking forward to starting that back up again. I know that a lot of them really enjoyed it when we did it in the spring, so it's good that they're coming back to do it for the summer as well. And cornhole is going on right now. They're in week 5 of their 6-week season. We'll start that back up in the fall for the next session. And we will make sure that it is just as good as all the rest of them have been. And as far as updates go for you guys this week, I think that's all I have. So I will get off of here. Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy your 4th of July. I'll see a lot of you on Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday next week. And just, hey, enjoy the summertime that we have going on out here in this great state of Indiana. Thanks, guys. Bye.